Salem town manager Keith Hickey has big dreams for the $18+ million he thinks a casino would bring his town.
Property tax reduction.
Replacing a police department.
Road infrastructure needs work. We'd want to start putting some money aside.
The bill the Senate passed would give Salem 3% of machine income at the casino, which Hickey estimates at $13.5 million every year. On top of that, Hickey guesses at least $5 million in property taxes.
It would be, a phenomenal revenue generator for the region.
And Hickey will be the first to remind you that 81% of Salem residents voted in support of a casino on town meeting day.
Hi, how are you? Did you want to do takeout or dine-in?
Just outside of a popular lunch joint in Salem called Maddie's, Betty Becerra can't wait to talk about a casino at Rockingham Park.
I'm all for it, obviously. I don't see that we could lose at all.
People here know the talking points well. A casino could mean 1,300 new jobs, an $80 million license fee, and tax revenue for their town and the state.
Julius Caesar said men gladly believe that which they wish.
Despite his constituents' enthusiasm, Salem State Rep John Sitek says once a Massachusetts casino opens, a Salem casino would suffer, and the legislature would be forced to make concessions.
We saw it happen with the decline of Rockingham, and we would see it here as we would be drawn into this closer, perhaps too close, an arrangement with this operation.
To get a better sense of what a casino could really mean for Salem, we traveled 600-some miles southeast to Washington County, Pennsylvania, the home of Joe Montana, Perry Como, and a casino and racetrack called The Meadows. The Meadows is located in the township of North Strabane. It's owned by the same company that has an option to buy Rockingham Park, and the two regions have a lot of similarities. For one, The Meadows competes with a casino in Pittsburgh, which is about as far as Boston is from Salem. So it's worth asking, is North Strabane better off because of its casino? In a brand new fire station in North Strabane, Chief Mark Grimm nods toward a massive $1 million neon yellow fire truck.
Yeah, this was when we at first got the gaming money. Most of the money for that year was allocated to this truck.
Before the casino went in, North Strabane had 2 full-time firefighters. Now it has 10. The fire department purchased 3 new trucks and decreased its average response times from 9 minutes to 3. Those are changes that make Salem Fire Chief Kevin Breen drool with envy.
The station is filled. There's no room to actually put a ladder truck here at Central Headquarters.
Breen says Salem's fire station is too small, too old, and seriously understaffed. Of course, casinos bring their own costs to towns like Salem and North Strabane. Detective Wybranowski handles North Strabane's white-collar crime investigations.
You know, gambling, there is people that have problems with it, and that they are going to do what they need to get their money, to play.
Like when a financial manager stole $700,000 from his employers in the healthcare industry a couple towns over and spent it at the Meadows. But Wybranowski, whose colleagues call him Wybo, says those events are rare. For the most part, he says, the casino hasn't brought crime rings or prostitution to North Strabane. It's brought fender benders.
We have an older population that visits the casino. For some reason, they find it difficult to drive through the parking garages.
The detective says, sure, these minor events require more patrolling, but compared to those expenses, the casino revenue has been a windfall for his department, which is how, perhaps, Millennium Gaming has won the loyalty of North Strabane's public safety workers. Back at the brand new fire station across from the casino, Fire Chief Mark Grimm shows me his station's unofficial new patch.
It's not our department patch, it's just we have a station patch. And obviously the dice and the roulette wheel and cards.
It looks like the patch of a normal public officer, except for the horseshoes and lucky sevens.
It was kind of like a thanks back to the casino we have a great relationship with them.
The town of North Strabane receives about $2.7 million each year from machine and table game income. The county receives more like $8 million, which it administers via a grant application process. The rules determining local shares were part of the state's casino law, which passed in 2004. County Commissioner Larry Maggi traveled to New Hampshire to testify on behalf of Millennium Gaming. He says his only regret is that property taxes haven't gone down.
It has reduced property taxes, but not
what the people would like to see and not what I'd like to see.
Taxes have been mitigated thanks to the casino, he says, but not actually reduced. Nevertheless, it's hard to find any actual critics of the casino in Washington County.
Hi. Four? Would you like a booth or a table?
Booth.
Fred Wilkinson is out to dinner at the Union Cafe with his fiance.
We had townships here that were struggling to make new sewer systems, water plants, water treatment plants. It's gone. That struggle's gone.
Since the casino went in 6 years ago, Washington County has spent its $8 million annual take on public parks, bridges, water and sewage infrastructure, new historical society buildings, sports equipment, and more. But back in Salem, Representative John Sitek says those outcomes are the result of powerful regulatory structures that New Hampshire just doesn't have.
As I said, I'm impressed by what I heard about the Washington County situation in Pennsylvania, but I don't see that here. And I don't see the interest in it here that I would like to see.
So when the time comes, Sitek says, with Salem in mind, he'll be voting nay on a casino. For NHPR, I'm Emily Corwin.